Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it's definitely no secret that we work for Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, big sports company, and I've gotten a lot of major awards from this company because I am by far the biggest sports fan in this company. I'm pretty tapped into the sports scene.
Huh.
And I figure that's why I should lead off the draft topics that we've been doing the past couple weeks.
You, big sports guy, huh?
I'm pretty tapped in. Huh. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, April 23rd. That's when it kicks off in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Dang.
First time since 1948 at that location. Did you guys know that?
Look wow. at you. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty tapped in.
I am kind of shocked right now with the words coming out.
Mouth
now.
Open.
Okay. Yeah. No big deal. I just, you know, and I try to not talk about this stuff too much.
Well, what else you got? Keep going here.
Well, last week we dipped our toe into the celebrity best friend draft, and we come up with our three best celebrity best friends. That we drafted live on the air, and we're like, we should do this again. What can we pick that people absolutely love? And old foodie across from me was like, let's do food.
Yeah.
So let's do our appetizer draft
love
today
it.
In honor of the 2026 NFL draft that is happening this month. Raiders get to pick first. Did you know that?
Dude, you're crushing it.
Yeah, I'm
what do you think about Fernando Mendoza, though,
going first overall? That guy, overrated.
How
he mails
you.
It in. That guy mails it in.
They said next Joe Burrow, though, Jeremy.
Come on.
He's fragile, too. He's got fragile knees.
No, he did. The arm of a
look
cannon.
Back at his high school career. He's got fragile knees.
Oh, okay.
All right, so diving into the appetizer draft this morning. We'll do three different rounds. We can each pick three, okay?
Deal.
First round. All right, Katie, you get to go.
Okay.
You get to
I want to pick a solid standard appetizer that's pretty much on every list, wherever you're going to American, Chinese food. You're going to find the cheese sticks, right?
Oh, the cheese sticks.
Mozzarella. It's funny. I never used to be a fan of the mozz stick, honestly.
How dare
like,
you?
I mean, it wasn't my favorite. It's not my go-to. But then it started trending. Chili's in particular, mm-hmm. where, you know, you'd see the cheese pull. The cheese pull is where
that cheese
it's
Bulls got game.
The funny thing is so I haven't had Chili's cheese sticks or mozz sticks for years, for almost decades, I bet. So, but Sonic has a stellar
You're going with the Sonic cheese
stick, and I think it's because they put everything in the same fryer. So it's got some like cinnamon notes to it. You know, there's a corn dog flavoring in there somewhere. So I like Sonic's mozz sticks because they've got a little bit of everything in them along with that cheese pull. So they get my vote.
All right, Katie pulls from Sonic in the first round. Josh, who are you pulling?
I love it. I'm going to go with a classic, the buffalo chicken dip. I love me some buffalo chicken dip.
That was going to be my pick.
So good.
You got to him before me.
This one specifically from a local bar around here, Sportsbook Bar and Grill, right off Arapahoe.
Okay.
Fantastic. I love it. I will get that every time
Let me ask you, what are you dipping into it? They got a chip? Is it a pita bread? Is it your fingers?
Have a pita bread. Just my fingers. No, they have a pita bread chip, and then I always love the cauliflower. Put a little cauliflower in the buffalo chicken dip, and it's so dang good.
That sounds good.
Do you put your purse on the floor, and then you dig right in, huh?
All right. No. They're good. Well, it's yummy.
Cauliflower's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hearty. It's a hearty
veggie.
Did
you say you're going to a sports bar, you're ordering chicken dip.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Absolutely.
And then you're like, hey, give me a side of cauliflower with this.
Yeah, low carb, but still
you do
nice
you, buddy. You sit to pee. That's fine.
Tasty. Oh.
All right, who am I going to pick in the first round? The first round, I think I'm going for a local restaurant here as well. I'm going to go with Lariat Lodge University.
Okay.
And I'm going for their smoked wings.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And you know why? Because it says right there on their menu, they have a proprietary poultry rub, and I will eat anything with a proprietary poultry rub on it. Not only are the wings excellent there, they got this Applewood smoked blue cheese that you dip them in.
Yummy.
That's what I'm going with.
That
all
sounds
day
amazing.
Long. So you in that place too, you get the six, and then you can just keep ordering single wings too if you got hankering for just a few more.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that.
Mm. All right, so Josh
get
has
wing
chicken dip. Katie's got the Sonic cheese stick, and I got these smoked wings. Let's go for round two.
Okay.
Who are you picking in the second round?
So I'm kind of a toss-up here because my last two, I feel like I love them equally, but I'm just going to throw it out. Lettuce wraps are pretty up there in my book.
Didn't see this one coming.
So, well, chicken lettuce wraps, the Asian lettuce wraps from like P.F. Chang's. A lot of people are familiar with them from their menu, but I loved these so much that I just go home and make my own. Like, this is something that I actually have a recipe for. I've perfected the chicken lettuce wrap, and it's actually got, if you want to know my secret, it's got a blueberry glaze that you drizzle on top.
And it sounds just, as good as that cauliflower.
It gives it that sweet note that you need with like the Asian spices and the soy sauce, which brings the salty. So, no, it brings it all
together. You can have
together.
The lettuce wrap.
I'm telling lettuce wrap is bomb.
I don't think we'd want to pick the lettuce wrap in our round.
Okay, well, whatever.
Good luck this season.
You can eat it.
Good luck.
Going 2-14 over here.
Weak. That player is weak. Joshua, you picking in round two?
Okay, this one might be a little odd as well, but I love it. Saltwater Social. Have you ever been there? Cherry Creek area.
No.
Mm-mm.
Their crab cakes are
crab cake
to die for.
I tell you, I didn't see that one coming either.
Yeah.
Dude, well, it's it's not the the one that you'd normally see, but their crab cakes as an appetizer, I could eat 7 and then go home and not even need my actual dinner.
Ugh.
They're so dang good. I will order them every time.
I'm not mad at that.
Love them.
That's a solid pick for 2026.
Does it make it good because there's not a lot of filler in it? It's a lot of lumpy crab meat.
No, it's
well, no, but that's what makes a good crab cake.
The lumpier, the better.
It's an excess of
like
meat.
My women.
It's an excess of crab meat, and that's what it is. It's
and that's
so,
what you need.
So crabby.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's yeah.
Apologies to all the lumpy women.
Makes
out there.
For a good cake.
That was Jeremy.
I know.
All right. Who am I picking in the second round? I think I'm going to go with Buffalo Wild Wings Tech. They have got the fried pickles with the Southwestern Ranch dressing.
I wanted to say those.
That's a solid second round pick.
But are
right
they
there.
The slices or the spear?
Oh, no, you got to go slice.
The slice.
Okay, good.
Yes. Spear's too much. Too much pickle.
Too much.
Spears are for idiots.
It's way too much. The spear, the hot pickle will get
you.
Yeah,
you don't
want the juice that like,
the juice.
It hurts your mouth.
Too much juice.
Way too much
I want more
juice.
Crisp than
exactly.
juice in the second round.
Yes. And
from
the sauce,
Buffalo Wild Wings Tech.
The sauce makes it all. Like,
yep.
That's the thing.
Sure
is the sauce is what does it.
What you got, Katie Cat?
I'm on the clock, and I'm picking those Bang Bang Shrimp, though.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no.
And you can find them everywhere. So Bonefish Grill has a good version of it. But I am going to give a shout out to a restaurant over on the Western Slope, a sushi spot called Suhiro's.
Mm.
If you're ever in Grand Junction, you need to go there. They have the best Bang Bang Shrimp, and they can you can also get Bang Bang Scallops.
It's also fun to say.
It is fun to say, but it is so just like crispy and juicy, and the sauce that they put on it, the mix of coconut and like the Japanese mayo,
it is
so tasty.
Did you say it was Bang Bang sauce?
So it's just like the mixture of the, I think it's the Japanese mayo, little coconut, and sriracha.
Can you get some Bang Bang sake with it?
Bang Bang sauce. I'm sure you could. You know, pour me out some sake, homie. But yeah, it is to die for. And again, something I've learned to make at home because I love it so much. So yeah,
Bang Bang Shrimp.
Bang Bang Shrimp.
With Bang Bang sauce and Bang Bang saucy.
Bang Bang.
And you can bring a date and go home and what? Josh, what are you picking in the second round? Or check that, third round.
Third round. I think my third is the strongest. I saved the best for last. This is coming from the Parker Garage. So right off Main Street, they have these pork dry ribs. It's a salt and pepper crusted pork dry rib that are just like little bites. And they come with a side of Brussels sprouts with them. And these shaved Parmesan,
the
chili flakes. And
Brussels
the
sprouts,
agrodolce
you went
sauce.
From cauliflower to Brussels sprouts,
dude. You're
gonna
have a horrible season. Understand how good Brussels
sprouts are.
You're
gonna have a horrible season too.
Brussels sprouts.
Your entire team has gas.
But still,
who cares? That makes us run faster.
Yeah, and Brussels sprouts are like the sexiest veggie.
They're
like,
so good.
The glaze that comes on.
Yes,
them when
the agrodolce sauce.
That is not a sexy veggie.
It's a sexy
who
vegetable.
Who says that?
I do. It's
They're
a sexy
so good.
Veggie. It is.
I could eat 4 pounds of them.
Oh, Brussels sprouts.
What's it called?
Parmesan
ribs and
ribs and Brussels. Sprouts, dry ribs, and no, I'm gonna bring them in. You will love them.
I don't want to. Thank you.
Stuff
so
your face.
Those will go right in the trash.
No,
you can bring the dry
veggie.
Rub in though.
Yeah,
I'm a big
dry
fan
rub.
Of a dry rub rib. Oh. All right, so there you go. There's your third round pick. My third round pick for the 2026 appetizer draft. I'm digging deep, guys. I'm going to Maggiano's State. Maggiano's State. I've been following this app for years.
Yeah,
it's a solid app. A lot of people
their
like it.
Their sophomore year, boy.
Boy,
what
oh
a standout
boy.
Year.
Good old Maggiano State. Stuffed mushrooms all day long. The stuffed mushrooms. Speaking of gas.
Yeah, what?
They bring it out. It's filled with all those cheeses and that crispy breadcrumb crust on top? Are you kidding me right now?
Italian seasonings with that mushroom. Oh, just knock it out of the park.
Maggiano State has got it going on.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you very much.
They're the reigning champs, aren't they?
Well, pretty much. Pretty much. I love that app. It's got a good family, good background, good grades.
Good family. 4.0.
It's a solid app right there. There you go, guys. There's your 2026 appetizer draft courtesy of JKJ at Mix 100.